He's struggling with his malady. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from our meeting on July the 30th? Is there a motion to approve those?
Mike, motion to approve, July 30th.
I'll second those.
All in favor, indicate. All right. The first thing we're gonna take up on the agenda will be the payment of our payables, because our auditor may have to leave the meeting abruptly. You circulated those, I guess?
Yes, sir. Everybody's got a copy.
Y'all will review those, please.
I'm the B, I'm the B team chaplain. The B team chaplain, it's not here.
Come in again. Here's the special position that Dan always gives us.
Our bills are approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, I'll be in the office until I have to leave. Yes, yes.
All right, the agenda, well, we'll take it for granted. I'm sure we won't live.
I'm not ready to let the burn ban, no.
Item two, Commissioner Shaw, application to install a private line on County Road 269.
This is on 1351-269, it's just in the right of way, except for water, but the water behind it, and it'll be done on county specs.
Buried to what depth?
Buried. The specs are, I think, 24 inches, and they always go 36, maybe 40.
Yeah, with a minimum 24, the lowest point of art is for.
All right, is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? May I have the application, please, board? The next matter on the agenda is our tax assessor collector, Christine Pentecost. Information report, education credits and compliance with section 6.231 of the Texas Property Code. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pentecost.
I don't know that I need to say anything, I'm just, that's my annual requirement. For my education. Show that up.
This does not require action by the court?
I'm just required to turn it over to you.
Property education.
You mean, you only have 28 hours of continuing education, only 28?
Just this year.
We have every faith in you, Christine, for your job. Well, the record will reflect that the continuing education transcript has been submitted, and it's being put in the minutes.
Judge.
What?
Standing.
Transcript has been submitted.
Very good. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nice next matter on the agenda. Rita Thompson, our floodplain administrator, is not present this morning, so we're going to pass this until next week when she can be here to present it. She is more familiar with the floodplain maps anyway. I don't want to mess it up. So we're going to pass items 4 and 5 until the 13th.
Does that require that I need to put another notice in the paper for a public hearing?
No. Because those who were present today for the public hearing will know that it's passed to the next week. All right, item 6, Commissioner Kelton, public hearing regarding closing of a portion of County Road 432.
I have my hand on the map with that. It's 432 is a dead end road. It dead ends into the Woods Ranch. They actually own the property on both sides for, I think it's 1,717 feet of the last portion of the road. They've requested to close it in because they're going to high fence it. They're going to high fence down both sides. They've had a survey, which we sent the two notices out in the paper. The process would be that we agree to close it, then it'd be an appraisal done. Okay, what else? And then purchase done. But for right now, we're having a public hearing. If anybody opposes closing that last 1,717 feet of the county road.
It's 1,172.
1,717. It's 2.47 acres. Or
the procedure will be first to close the road, then we will have to declare it as surplus property. Then we'll have to go through the process of selling it, which will include surveying it, appraising it, and putting it up for bids to any property owners who own land that abuts that property.
But no one owns, they own my land that abuts both sides of the property.
And they'll be the only permissible bidders.
Only one other person lives on that road. I haven't spoken to him directly. I didn't. He's not here today, but
Did you say who owns the property that is contiguous to the road?
It's the Woods Ranch, the Woods Estate, the Patty Woods, I believe. And I'm not sure exactly what the legal name is for her. That's what you're picking up.
Patty's husband is deceased.
Yes,
correct.
Danny.
And so it's property that Danny and Patty Woods owned.
Yes.
On both sides of the road.
Yes, sir.
All the way down.
Yes, sir.
And you said it's a dead end road,
dead
so it didn't serve cattle. Anybody.
It dead end of their cattle guard anymore.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't used to be that they purchased all the property around it. It didn't used to be all the property over the years. They purchased all that to that point.
All right. Are there any questions or any comments from the public concerning the closure of the part of County Road 432 described by Commissioner Kelton? Questions? All right. Then the next item is consideration of possible approval to close a portion of County Road 432. Wish to make a motion?
I guess my motion would be to close the described portion of 2.47 acres of County Road 432 as described in the survey here. Y'all like to see the survey?
Well, if we use that, the survey will need to be made a part of the minutes.
Can you shrink it?
Yeah.
You can shrink it?
Yes.
Maybe make a copy and shrink it.
I had to get a copy probably made an extra one. I did extra one, but I don't know.
Did you make that motion?
Yes.
Yes.
I can do it.
Second. All right. Is there any discussion? Questions? right, then, all in favor indicate.
While we're on the charities, where the next process would be to get an appraisal, I presume?
An appraisal and a survey. In the past, we have, you know, on situations like this where it's a road, where there are not really any competing bidders, a real estate broker's opinion of value has been deemed acceptable. This is a lot less than the appraisal.
But there is a survey that they paid to have done.
Okay, so we've already got the survey done. All right, so the next step is to get it appraised. Now, of course, next week we'll need to put it on the agenda to abandon it, so be sure and get with Jamie about putting that on the agenda. All right, item eight on my agenda, it says pass. Larry Hayda, consideration of possible approval of Mountain View Estates plat. And then I also had something in here, I think I saw, that said we did not have a Mountain View Estates plat. Saw it somewhere.
Are you talking about the email from John King?
Yeah, I've got an email.
Well, no, this was a handwritten note. So we will pass item eight until instruct or requested to put it on the agenda again. Item nine, Karen Opiella, Elections Administrator, consideration and possible approval of purchase of Election Day signage for polling locations. Is Karen here?
Yes, I will.
Fetch her, please. All right, the next three items, 10, 11, and 12, all have to do with the juvenile detention building, or at least that part of the juvenile detention building that is leased out. I spoke to Gary Saturday. He told me he would not be here today and respectfully requested that we wait until all five of us are here to take any action on any of those items. And so, unless there is some overriding need to go forward, and I think we still have some discovery to do. Yes.
So, attorney told me he would be here when we did that. I don't see any.
Is there any objection to passing items 10, 11, and 12 until either next week or until we have everything that we need? And let's do this. Every time I ask somebody for information, I'm going to send a copy of my email to the three of you, four of you, if you would do the same thing to me, so I will know, we'll know what we're getting. Okay? That will streamline the investigatory process. Would y'all concur with that? Okay. Well, no, when you request it, send it, because it may be something that I can lay my hands on quicker than anybody else. All right. Item 13, Benny Dodd, consideration and possible approval for Clear Creek property access. Is Mr. Dodd present? If you'll come up and have a seat, please, sir.
Mr. West.
Judge West.
Judge West, sorry.
For the record, his name is Benny Dodd, and this has to do with a precinct two, precinct one bridge replacement. I'm sorry. You have the floor, Mr. Dodd.
Grady Watson could not be here this morning due to his work schedule, so he asked me to be here for him.
Who's Grady Watson?
He's the landowner.
Okay. All right,
He did not have access to the computer or internet, so I've been helping him with that.
So Grady Watson owns the land that the bridge is located on?
Next to the bridge.
Next to the bridge.
Between the old bridge and the new bridge.
Okay.
The abandoned bridge and the new bridge.
Gotcha. All right. Do you want to pass it, or do you want to proceed?
Well, I'd like to proceed.
You may proceed.
Do you and the other commissioners have the original petition that was sent?
I do not have it.
Petition that was sent?
To your office requesting permission to use the old...
Does it look like that?
It looks like that.
Okay. I have it. It's a request for granting that, or granting him access. You can proceed, and then when we have copies, we can sketch up. We're familiar with where the bridge is, and to a degree, the problems presented to the landowner by the actions taken by Texas. So, if you have maps that you want to show us, or just make your request.
We actually attached to that.
And copies are being made. Do you have your own copy?
Yes, sir.
All right, you can show us. And I think we can follow along. Before you start, I will tell you this, that last Monday afternoon, I went with Mr. Worley to the bridge, and it's a lot easier to get an idea of the lay of the land by getting on it than it is by looking at a map. And I've seen this map from the time TxDOT made its proposal all the way through the letting process until it was approved. But I never had been out there. Well, now I've been out there, and I understand what the dynamics are. So with that, you can show us what the request is and what's based on. And if you'd like to approach, you may.
That's fine. I'm just going to let you pass this the way I'm required. The little area that's marked off.
Yeah.
Mr. Watson bought a piece of property not knowing that he had no access to the back side of the property. The front side of the property is less usable, and we've installed a gate there where he's letting me use that just as a getaway. But he needs that access to the back side of the property to put either an RV on it or else a small cabin.
Now, when you say back side of the property, are you referring to what would be the northeast side?
Yes.
Okay.
And the only way to access that is by using the abandoned road and bridge, roadway and bridge. It's blocked on the other side by the new bridge ramp, so there's no way of going through there.
I think if I understand right, the bridge was replaced because it was deemed to be deficient, as in we're supposed to be traveling on it. They might have to tear down because of possible historical reasons. So we're not supposed to use it.
Yeah, well, just continue on. Let Mr. Dodd finish his.
I found the last inspection of the bridge was in 2016. It was rated fair overall, and that's compared to poor and good. So it was actually rated fair. And if were be a liability problem, Mr. Watson would gladly sign a waiver for liability to the county.
And this lot, to make this, but in fact, you can access it from the road on the other side, can you not?
No, the bridge rail for the new bridge is about 10 feet in between that corner that comes around on that corner. I did suggest, and Mr. West replied to me, that maybe get in touch with TxDOT. TxDOT could shorten their bridge rail by about 20 feet, and that would allow access into the property.
That's the new bridge. That bridge rail goes like that, it's just like that. TxDOT, actually, there's an agreement between the county and TxDOT, and Article 2 of that agreement is that the bridge, it's a historic bridge, is not to be used for vehicular traffic, or as a vehicular traffic facility. And if we were to allow you, or allow Mr. Watson to use the bridge, we would be violating the terms of our agreement with TxDOT. I believe, instructions to the county that we could either put a berm in front of each end of the bridge, or we could remove enough of the roadway approaches to the bridge so that no vehicular traffic could get on it. As an example, I would refer you to the old bridge that crosses the Colorado River at Winchell. You will see that the bridge itself is just standing in the middle of the river, and it's 100 yards or more to the bank on each side. Obviously, this is on a much smaller scale. Mr. Worley advised me that he had placed a berm on the southwest side of the bridge, and that berm had been removed by someone, not his crew. That, as a matter of fact, is a criminal offense. He had locked the gate. That there's a fence that crosses Old County Road 225. He had locked that gate and the lock was cut. That is a criminal offense. He has not taken action on those, pending an amicable resolution of this issue. But the only resolution is this, is that there may be no vehicular traffic on that bridge. It refers to the word public. Mr. Watson is part of the public, and so he can't use the bridge. It's just, no matter what the old report said, the reason the bridge was replaced was because TxDOT deemed it to be a danger. And it remains a danger, and so it is not to be used. It's an historical structure, and it simply is not to be used by anybody. Just like the bridge across the Colorado.
Mr. Watson, originally when he bought the place from Dwayne Teddy, Dwayne Teddy did not know, and Mr. Watson did not know, that bridge wasn't part of the property. Mr. Bowman, when he negotiated with the county for the easement for the new bridge, he was under the understanding that when he kept that little piece of property, he would have access to the property. And that's the reason that Mr. Watson got involved in the other, because he did not know that the bridge was part of his property.
I understand. As a real estate...
There was no notification that I know of either to... Mr. Bowman died in the... There was no notification that I know of to Mr. Teddy or to Mr. Watson that the bridge was retained by the county.
All of the records that we're looking at have gone through Commissioner's Court because it had to be approved by the court. And so they may not have had actual notice, but they had constructive notice because it is a part of the public records of the county. Public records are more than just the deed records. They include the county clerk's minutes. And so they would have been on constructive notice. It's one of the reasons that you have a title opinion or a title policy when you purchase property is to advise you of, advise the buyer of situations like this. And so I understand the layman buyer saying he had no notice. If under the law he did, he had constructive notice. So as say it's unfair, it's very clear that the bridge is replaced, but anyway, that's the way it is.
I have one question. So we still actually own the right-of-way on each side of the bridge too? It's still in the county's name?
It's the right-of-way is still in the county's name, and the reason, especially for the southwest part of it, is that we are it's our responsibility to maintain. And one of the ways we maintain it is to keep vehicular traffic off of it. That's the reason the barn was built. So our agreement with TxDOT is binding on us. It's public, and it's binding on the public. And we cannot allow vehicular traffic on the bridge.
I assure you that Brady Watson did not intentionally do anything illegal on that property. It was unknowing.
No, not gonna be an issue.
I don't know that, I don't think Gary is interested in whoever removed the berm or cut the lock. I don't think you can say cutting a lock or removing a berm is unintentional. However, that's gonna be beside the point because Gary's not gonna pursue at least his statement to me. He doesn't wish to pursue any criminal charges against anybody. We can just put this to rest and have him understand the bridge can't be used.
Is there any other way the county can allow access into that piece of property?
When you look at the lay of the land and there's a possibility that the southwest part of this part of Old County Road 225 is not so steep that you can't get down under it. Now there's a creek here that, it's gonna be hard to get to this.
A 50-foot wide creek.
Yeah, unless you can somehow build your own bridge.
No water problem.
Well, I don't even know. It's a pretty steep.
That is down about 30 feet to the water.
It's steep.
So, can that not be negotiated where they could give you in that corner? The guardrail?
Well, that's the problem because the guardrail blocks that road and it even blocks coming in sideways to the road.
The guardrail is about 10 feet from the fence, the existing fence. Mm-hmm. And
it's not like this fence right here.
Fact that until the county put a new fence up across there, there was a gentleman on the four-wheeler that whizzed in there and went up to the bridge. And if that guardrail, and I don't know if you have to go with the same things that the state does on highways, if it could be shortened by about 20 feet, then that would allow access, about a 14-foot access through that corner.
Of course, that guardrail is designed by TxDOT engineers, and that would take TxDOT action. And Mr. Watson could certainly contact the TxDOT folks and see if they could shorten the guardrail. But I know exactly what you're saying. It's hard to explain it
right until
you see it. But at the end of the, you would think, well, at the end of the guardrail, just go around it. Well, you can't. because it's so close to the drop-off, it's just impossible to get down to it. But, I mean, that's, and that would be a possibility. But really, that's about the only possibility, unless you could get an easement from the neighboring landowner to access it.
And still be going across Kent? Are you talking the bridge only, no access to the bridge?
I'm talking about access.
Or access going across the county easement for the old roadway?
Well,
the old roadway goes all the way around.
I understand. I'm talking about access from the owner of this property that's to the south of County Road 225 and the bridge. If he granted an easement, I think there is enough space under the approaches that you could access this part of the land right here. If there's not, you could go over the road and get to it, or up onto the road and then down to it. So this landowner, I think both sides of Clear Creek are owned by the same person. If he could give an easement to you, that would, or to Mr. Watson, that would be a solution to it.
Judge West, if, say, TxDOT did go along with the idea
of shortening the guardrail,
would Mr. Worley have a problem with entering there? Or is the commission going to have a problem with entering there?
I can't speculate as to that. I mean, that would be Gary's call. I don't know.
Should I just ask him about that when I can?
You should.
Because that'd be a lot of trouble to go to with TxDOT, a lot of record work and whatnot to find out, well, we can't do it.
It'd be worth calling him first. You're right. And I'd recommend that you contact him and see if you can get TxDOT to shorten it by however many feet it needs to be shortened, that he would approve. Okay.
Appreciate your
time. Thank you, Mr. Doctor. Okay, then we'll take Mr. Franks.
Agenda item number 9.
Thank you for coming. Yes, sir. Consideration and possible approval of purchase of Election Day signage for public locations.
Yes, sir. Have a sample outside the door if you'd like to see one.
I saw you waving a flag out there a while ago. That's better.
Assume the wind will blow enough that will be visible.
Correct, sir.
Then is where we are, yeah.
See, even when the wind doesn't blow.
Oh, it has a standard on it?
Yeah. It's stiff all the way. I mean, it's curvy.
It's like a car dealership.
So you're still having some people have a hard time knowing where we're at over here?
We have this one that the news. We're looking at putting these at the other.
Each way.
Well, we're getting 10. Is because the intent is to go for calling a brain surgery. Can't think of the name of the word. Polling sites to where you don't have to go to your poll site. You can go to any poll site in the county to vote. And these would be better visibility for where the polling centers, I think it is.
So you would be putting those up before the actual election day?
Oh, absolutely.
So the people who travel that particular road routinely would see it, and not just on the day of the election.
That was, the original game plan was just the, just election day.
Yeah, but they'd be, I think you might be trying to vote today, or...
Yeah.
Well, but what I'm saying is...
Would that confuse people, think that'd be early voting?
And I thought about that too, it's just, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, though?
Absolutely.
If people see it, they know on voting day, this is where I can vote.
We publish all the polling locations in the Brownwood Bulletin, and they're the same ones that we've used for, ever since I've been here. So, you know, nothing's changed yet.
Take a picture of that and put it on the, in the newspaper and say, look for this.
Absolutely, sir.
Hey, continue, I've got to get some other ground guys, and then I've got...
Eventually, we go to polling location, I mean, poll centers.
Still got that.
Oh, that's right.
And the only reason we're getting ten is because we will probably come down in total number to about ten.
Okay.
What do you care, any of that?
Well, there's 18 pre-voting precincts. All the time, we combine 202 and 204, and then 212 to 14, and 315, and 316, and 318.
Do you have any signs right now, any little signs?
We have a couple of those board, I mean,
Yeah.
with the sand in the bottom.
Yeah.
And the wind will blow those over, even with 50 pounds of sand in them.
Yeah. Now, I know you combined the two in Brownwood, you're talking about combining, I thought you said about two.
Well, those three sets are ones that we normally combine. Now, 212 and 214 will split up for the presidential election. But all the others, we go ahead and combine 212 and 214. So there's, out of 18, we're down to 15 regular sites.
You just requested your 10. And what fund, where you don't go out and fund of your own?
Yes, sir, we do. The contract fund, where we get 10% of all the billings. We have funds in that contract fund that we want to use to purchase these.
How many?
10 of them, ma'am.
How much are these little signs?
The total bill would come to $17,741, so it's like $171 a piece. But that's...
Well, if I give you one day...
It's got
the fiberglass pole. You got it out of the year, that probably lasts a long time.
It's got this, well, this one, we've had this since 2012 or 2013. We had these over at Adams Street.
So you already have some of these?
Yeah, we have this one, and then we have one that says register here. So we put that one out at the elections office like a week ahead of time to let people know to register. This will come, the whole quote is for 10 of the flags, 10 of the poles. There's a ground spike. This you hammer into the ground, and then the flag will sit in it, and you're caught up in it. So, 10 flags, 10 poles, 10 spikes, and 7 super pole water bases. Those are in case we can't hammer into concrete. It'll be a water base that would hold the flag.
Like our basketball goals?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody have any questions for him on that? You have the funds available?
Yes, sir.
But do you do everything can to get voter turnout out? That is not always.
That's horrible.
That's not very, not always very high. Is there a motion?
Is there a motion to allow them to purchase the sack for the election?
All in favor? We got three of them. All right, Larry.
Thank you. I apologize for being late. I had a dental appointment that I had scheduled 6 months ago.
It all worked out okay.
I didn't know about this.
We haven't been sitting around doing nothing.
Sorry, do you have anything?
Sheriff Vance Hill,
consideration of possible approval to declare items as surplus.
How are y'all this morning?
Good.
You have jail couch 147, and we have 21 contract inmates.
That 47 does not include?
Correct. Making y'all $945 a day with those inmates.
Good job.
On the surplus equipment, we recently redid the showers back in the jail. We took the old metal stalls down. We got 20 of those, and that's what I need to sell, along with some old brass fittings and copper fittings, where we've had to fix plumbing in the jail. So what I'd like to do is just get those declared surplus property. And then the next motion, they'll take them to the ground and bring them up.
We need to have a list of those. Be proper.
I usually do with, they don't have numbers on them.
Well, then we, you should count how many we have in shower for.
Yes, it's shower clean. Now, how many, 20 metal shower stalls? That's all?
And a couple of wheelbarrows of old plumbing parts.
That's right, we're talking scrap iron.
Yes, both of them scrap iron.
Is there?
I'd like a motion to approve the items to be declared surplus.
Got a second, ma'am, all in favor? We got that one, and we're moving right down to item number 15. Now you'd like permission to sell those as scrap?
Yes, sir, they're just scrap iron, they have no value other than recycling.
I'd like a motion to allow Sheriff Hill to sell the surplus items through the recycling.
All in favor?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Can you hang around a minute?
Sure.
Let's wrap it up in seconds.
Grab what I already know.
Are there any other reports? I'll take that for a note. We've already done bills. I would guess that we are in recess. Recess or?